You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. This is the Queen of Extreme Francine, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcasts. Along for the ride is my co-host, Chad. Chad, what is up, my brother?
Oh, chilling like a villain. Yo.
Yo, what's up?
That's right, yo.
Feeling funky today. I was just jamming to our tune. I love that.
I know. I get caught up in it sometimes.
It's great.
It's grown on me like they say, the plague.
He hated it, guys.
I did not hate it. I just wasn't in love with it.
I loved it. I loved it from day one, and I love it now. How's everything going? You good?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You doing great?
As always.
Great. Well, we're going to start off pretty hot today. We have a special guest that I'm excited to talk to, and he's going to be coming on in just a few minutes. Until he comes on, trying to think of what's happening. We got our bathroom floor done and it looks spectacular. Now I'm looking for a painter. So we're getting it painted and we're getting new, I have quartz now. We're getting new countertops and I think we're getting a new sinks, double sinks put in. And, so what I'm trying to say is my bathroom is a wreck right now because there's so much work being done on it. But that's what's going on in the Queen's Casa. Just redoing one room at a time, slowly but surely. And, you know, trying to catch up to your house. Your house is just, your house is like one of those houses in Good Housekeeping.
Oh, my gosh. Thank
where you so open, much. you open the book and there's the house of the day. It's a Butte Clark. Isn't she a Butte Clark?
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much.
I love it. But yes.
It ain't easy to keep up, so.
No, I'm sure it's not. But that's what we've been doing. We've been trying to fix up around here, and slowly but surely it's coming along. The one day I tried to help out the guy. We were painting the crown molding, and we had to remove it. So I was like, oh, I'll help you out. So I did the first coat. He comes up to me, and he goes, don't do the second one. I was like, how dare you? And he's like, yeah, he goes, you're not really doing it that good. I was like, it took me forever to do the first coat. And I took offense that I had paint all over me. I was like, man, you know, try to help people. It just didn't work out. So a painter, I am not. But anyway, he finished the job and it looks beautiful.
I could do it. You know, I like it. We did a couple of there were some accent walls in this house.
Yeah.
And we did them. But I really got to be focused because if I'm not, I got to walk away or it's going to be real shitty.
Yeah. Well, I said to myself at first, I looked, I was like, oh, maybe I can conquer the bathroom. And then I was like, maybe I'm going to hire someone. So now we're looking for a painter.
Bathrooms are tough.
Yeah.
That because of those little spots where you got vents and the lighting, bathrooms are super tough.
Not only that, but I want my cabinets painted. So yeah, I don't, I don't think I can. I mean, if I do that, it's going to be shitty.
Bathrooms are shitty. That's the moral of the story.
No, it's going to be like really bad. So I said, no, I'm not going to try. So looking for a painter right now. But, you know, like I said, tackling one room at a time. We're changing my son's room to Star Wars.
Oh.
So we have curtains. We have posters. We have bedding. Like everything is Star Wars now. He's really excited because he's been getting into Star Wars. So we're transitioning his room right now into that, and just big changes around here. There's a lot going on. So
weird. Isn't it weird? There's never been a gimmick where there's been a wrestling painter.
There hasn't?
No, I don't think so. There's been like beatniks, but never like a wrestler that's a painter.
A beatnik is that a poet?
No, beatnik's like a hippie. Like a, oh, you know. Hippie.
Was the guy that led what was his name? Adam, was he a hippie?
Adam Rose?
Adam Rose. Yeah.
No, he's just like a party guy.
He was a party guy. Oh.
The Exotic Express.
There have been, yeah, we should go back and look at some of these gimmicks one day because I swore there was kind of like a painter. I mean, there was.
I'm sure our guest would probably enlighten us whenever he comes on. So he probably would have a good idea of it.
I need to ask him.
imagine he's always like so wrapped up in his work that like to go wrestle his match would like distract him. And that would be like the start of an angle is that you knock over his painting set or his, you know, was his easel.
Oh, I can't remember. I thought there was. I don't know.
Don't bother me while I'm working on my work of art.
There should have been. Or a sculptor. Was there a sculptor?
Well, there's been wrestlers sculpted, you know, who were, you know, made out of works of art.
Most of them are. But I mean, I don't know.
Well, listen, he's been known as the savior of the unwashed masses. Is that not the greatest like surname ever for a professional wrestler?
I think he's royalty in NWA, isn't he? He comes out in these elaborate robes.
I mean, he's got one of the greatest fashion senses, I think, in the history of wrestling now. He's probably one of the greatest overall personalities in wrestling history.
He seems like he's a very distinguished human being to me. Aaron, hi, honey. Can you hear us?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Aaron Stevens, everyone. We were supposed to give you this wonderful lead in, and he shit the bed, number one. So I'm sorry about that. We were just having a discussion. Was there a wrestler who was a painter? Do you remember any wrestlers who had a painting gimmick or a painter gimmick? I know.
No.
It's weird to
I
start
mean,
like
DX, that. I know, like painted people green, but like that's I'm assuming you're going in like the Bob Ross vein.
Yeah.
I cannot remember. I can't remember one. I know that, like, I'm trying to think now. It's certainly not at a level that was like nationally known, right? Or internationally known.
I don't think so. Maybe think about that for your next gimmick. Cause that might be
painter, sculptor, something like that.
That might be a winner, Aaron.
You know what? I would try to make it work.
Mark that down.
I would try to make it work.
I think you would excel at that. How are you, by the way? Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you? How is everything?
Doing well. I finally got to meet Aaron last year. Never met him. It's so funny. There are so many people in this business I've never met. I think it's because I don't get out too much.
Same here. No, exactly. Like, I just did that for Nova.
Yes. So at Nova's retirement. Mm-hmm. Which I think he'll come back. I don't really think we're never going to see him again. But Aaron was there, and I was so excited to meet you. And
thank you. Well, likewise.
Yeah, and I was so glad that we got to talk a little bit and hang out. Did you work that show that night? Because I kind of powdered after the convention.
Yeah, no, the reason I was there is because, you know, Nova said, hey, I'm retiring. And he wanted to do a six man because Frankie Kazarian was his partner on the indies for a long time, like in between ECW and WWE. And then
right.
he and I were tag partners in OVW under right. Cornette and everything. So like we became close. I'm godfather to his daughter.
I know Olivia. You are. I love that.
So it's just like he wanted me there, and I was like, hey man, yeah, absolutely. Like this is your retirement, we'll do it. And it was just a fun show. But it was funny because Miss Francine got to find out what a horrible independent wrestler I would make.
No.
Like I just like we did a signing. I was just like not talking to people. It was weird. I just don't have the like, yeah, I don't have the patience for a lot of things. And
so here's my take on this. You were adorable. I have to say it. I sat at a table between Kevin Kelly and Nova. Okay. So Aaron was like catty corner at his table, but he was never there. And I'm saying to myself, where is he? Like, why isn't he signing? And Nova goes, oh, this kid can't sit still. He's all over the place. You'll never see him sitting still. Yeah. And every time, like, I would sign an autograph and I would look up, he'd be walking that way, or then he'd be walking that way, or he'd come over to us and say something, and then he'd walk away. And I was like, why are you not sitting at your table? And you were just like, I can't do this. And I'm like, this is part of the profession. Like, do you not like it? Or is it just, are you irritable? Are you nervous to be?
No, because like, so the thing is, like, okay, for when I was in WWE, which again, and I will admit this wholeheartedly, for the vast majority of my career, I've kind of been spoiled, in the sense of like, look, I put in the work to make it, but then I always had someone telling me where to be. I've had a handler to make sure that I don't have to worry about like exchanging money and like all that stuff. Like bringing your own 8x10s. I didn't bring any 8x10s because I always thought
that's right.
No, legitimately. And I've been in this since 98. Like people are going to provide them. Like and even in Puerto Rico when I was with Carlos, where you know whatever we were going through, you know, like we would whatever drama was going on in Puerto Rico, like I always had kind of a babysitter. You know, I just, you know what? It's my thing. We all have shortcomings. I have many. That is one of them. And I am not a very good independent wrestler. And I'm not I just don't.
But when Nova booked you for this, or Donnie B, or whoever you talk to,
yeah.
Didn't they tell you, like, bring merch? Because there was one point where you leaned over in my ear and whispered, I don't even have any pictures. And I just started laughing.
I had to borrow a Sharpie from Sergeant Slaughter. Because like I was like, I went over to talk to him. We're talking and stuff. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, no, just have mine. And I mean, God bless him. He was a wonderful man. And that was cool about that night. Like I got to see people I hadn't seen in a minute.
Right.
And it was good. And but like, again, there's positives of it, which is why I was, I think, walking around a lot. But I just... Honestly, friend, I've never, ever just been the kind of guy to like, oh, these are my 8x10s and set them up. That's just, it's not something I really know. Like, it's part of the business that I'm completely ignorant to for the most part.
Well, you learned. You know now if you need to bring something.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, luckily NWA takes care of that for me.
Oh, my God. And we're going to talk about you there in a minute. But I'm watching you. I was so entertained because you were like, it was like a little wind up toy. You were just bouncing from here to there and you had, your table was blank. You had no merch on your table and you never sat in your chair. It's great.
Yeah. Yep.
It's fine. It's fine. You were great. You were very, very, very entertaining. I want to start, I don't want to talk about how'd you get in the business, blah, blah, blah. I want to talk about what I liked about you.
Hmm.
I loved the angle with you and The Miz. And I'm sure you get that a lot.
Hmm.
When I watched wrestling, I don't watch much. I'm going to be 100% honest. I keep up on social media. Mainly because I don't have time to watch 20 hours of wrestling. You know, I got kids, I got a family, I got
stuff. Yeah.
But when I did watch, you were always one of my favorites because, and my husband will tell it, he can back this up. you and The Miz were so entertaining. And I fell in love with your character because it was, there was so much acting wise, not even like working like wrestling, like acting wise. And, and I did go to your wiki really quickly just to freshen up a little bit. And it says that you want to act, you're aspiring to do some acting. Now anybody can write on wiki. I know that.
It said I've like done stuff.
It says, I think if you go there now, it said something like he's open to different roles in the future.
My Wikipedia page, I can't stand Wikipedia because there was a lot of false information about me on there.
Yeah, and I wrote them.
I wrote them a very kind letter and they're like, first of all, it isn't your Wikipedia page. No one owns it. And I'm like, yeah, but like, there's a bunch of stuff on there that's not true about me. He goes, well, we'll have our fact checkers. I'm like, dude, or madam, whoever it was, because they didn't sign it. I was like, I know what's going on with me and this ain't it, you know?
Wait a minute, you need a fact checker for you?
Oh my God, yeah. Like someone, like some weirdo took control of my page and I can't even make edits to it. And there is so, that they have the worst picture of me. I think it's someone that doesn't like me because they have the worst picture of me on there. And out of all the pictures of me, it's just horrible. And then there's a bunch of false information. No, like I've, when I left WWE, yeah, it's horrible. Why are you putting that on there, dude? Gee, come on, Aaron, man.
Wait.
She had to see it. She had to see it.
Wait a minute. My picture, I'm 8 months pregnant.
It's my, like, come on. That. Well, so am I, according to that picture.
I can't.
She had to see it. I'm sorry.
But I think you look fine.
It's called a text message.
Oh my God. But it's, seriously, it's your page. So you're trying to fix things that are false and they're telling you, we can't do that.
That was years ago. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I don't like, cause my whole thing is when when I left WWE, you know, it was time for me to leave, let's say, in terms of my relationship with, kind of people in the administration or the office, as we say, in the biz. And it was time for me to leave. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go do acting. And I left. And Impact, I did some shows with them. And then there was a administration change there. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm good. So I had kind of gone out, you know, Hollywood, I've done, you know, a bunch of network shows and stuff. Like, was actually, like, did a couple movies and things were starting to roll. Booked an episode of Magnum PI as the lead heel. This was Hawaii in 2019. This was like, I think it was like late August. Yeah, because it was Labor Day weekend. And I had like 3 or 4 days off in Hawaii. So it was great. I'm laying on the beach and Billy calls me Billy Corgan from NWA. Like, hey, we're doing TV. You need to come. No, I don't. I'm retired. I'm actually like starting this. He goes, well, you already got a ticket. Just come on. And then when I first went to NWA, like I finished up the gig there and went to Georgia. And I was just like, whoa, like it was the old school feel, the studio. It was like the essence of what I grew up loving.
Okay.
And pre-COVID, which we did about, I think, 3 television tapings. So we had about 3 months worth of TV, maybe 4 months worth of TV. And from there, you know, again, 2020 happened. Things were on pause. As a company, you know, we've survived and found ourselves in a post-pandemic world. And I think in the last several months, we have truly hit our stride as a company. And that's just a wonderful place to be because it, you know, it ignites the part in me that I never thought I would get in touch with again as a performer, right? Because like acting is wonderful and I love it. And I know it's great. You know, it's nice to have a union when they're not on strike, which thank God the strike's ended. But there's also like the instant feedback you get from fans. And in my opinion, like the live performance of it is, it's just the coolest thing in the world. And when I see wrestling today, where it is such like and I'm not knocking this. I think they're amazing athletes today, but like the vast majority of what we see is choreographed acrobatics. And you're seeing that. And again, I think that's because of a number of reasons, not the least of which is social media, when, you know, we consume things much faster these days, when it's like we want a 10-second thing on Instagram or a 30-second thing, right? Where it's, you see a person do this crazy move, oh my God, and then you kind of go scrolling on to the next thing. And I think a lot of aspiring wrestlers or slash wrestlers today work to that particular niche. But I think in terms of the overall template of our business, where no, we're storytelling, and you have to care about the people in the ring, not the moves they're doing. And I'm not saying, like, for anyone that's listening to this, it's not like, oh, just because I can't do a 450 splash, I don't want you to do them. No, like, do what you do, but make them care about you. Make them care about you doing the move, not the move itself. You look at Rey Mysterio in WCW, his quote-unquote work rate, and I hate that word because it's used by people who have never taken a bump. You know, work rate, like, come on, you don't even know what working is.
Right.
So his work rate was much higher to their standards in terms of he did more moves, right? He did way more moves and way more flashy stuff, but he was never more popular than when he was in WWE. And although he did amazing things, it was presented in a way that the fan could digest and care that he was the guy doing it. Like, the 619 is not remotely, excuse me, as impressive as some of the other moves Rey Mysterio does on site. But the 619 is the most over thing he has, and that's because it was presented the right way. So what we're trying to do at NWA is present the product in a way that not only will highlight the individual, but is better for the fan to be emotionally invested in. You know, we're selling emotion, or at least we're trying to.
You're trying to. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but how negatively do you think that cocaine spot from the pay-per-view impacted the company as a whole?
Well, no, here's the deal. I mean, I'll answer anything, right? It's like,
okay. I don't want to get you heat with Billy, because, you know, that's the last thing I want to do. So if you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
No. I think, look, like with anything, with any company, if you look at not just wrestling, like, let's take this into the real world, right? Look, decisions are made, right? Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, decisions are made. Now, do I think it negatively impacted the company? No. If you want my honest opinion, in the long term, we just came off one of the best shows we've ever had in Sarasota. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of it, but we have a packed house.
Right.
We have, you know, again, a roster that is growing and getting better every single day. You know, there's really a move in there where you have the people who have been around a little longer trying to teach the younger people, like what I just said about presenting yourselves a certain way on television to make you a star, right? Because it helps you and it helps the product. And for every bump in the road, no pun intended, although that's a funny one, like, we survived the pandemic, you know, where people thought we were on life support. There are a lot of people that are just gaining, like,
momentum.
No, you know what? And I'll put this in as simple terms as I can. We are gaining. It is a grassroots thing, show by show. And I actually posted this, like, kind of an abbreviated version. Every time we do a show somewhere for the first time, people come up, and not just one or two, like, wow, I've never been to a show like this. This was awesome. This was something for everybody. And it just goes on and on and on. And there is a vibe at an NWA show. And again, like, you know, Pat Keeney, Simon Diamond.
Yeah.
You know, Pat is talent relations guy there. And he kind of said, like, look, there is an ECW vibe in the sense of, like, we are the alternative today. Like, we're not ECW, we're the NWA. But if you look at the product today, we are the alternative. In fact, like, we're the ones who, you know, from Billy, and it's comes from the top as a leader. And I'll speak to this, the kind of leader that Billy Corgan is, you know, he has the courage to say, this is the way the product should be presented. Let's do it. And he takes those risks. And, you know, the decisions that he makes in terms of giving talent freedom. And it's incredible. Like, I've never worked for a boss, or I've never worked in a place where I have had more creative freedom. And, you know, the flip side of that is I've never worked for a place where I've had more loyalty, truly loyalty. A lot of companies, they're like, oh yeah, you know, we're a family, that, and especially that I've worked for before. Oh, welcome to our family. No, it's jargon. It is corporate jargon like everything else. And that's just, it's not a knock, right? It's just, it is what it is. At NWA, we don't say we're family because we are. We literally, like, and I won't get into because this is behind the scenes stuff. And it's nothing bad. It's just, I believe that, you know, when you go into a locker room, it's still sacred. And what goes on behind the scenes,
sure,
keep that amongst ourselves. So I'll, mm-hmm. I'll talk about stuff, but you'll never see me like throwing people under the bus or talking about people, unless it's Santino, of course, that I, you know, without their permission. So,
right.
Like, we are truly dependent on each other to make a show go on. I mean, the wedding episode I did when I married, like, it was back in January or February, where
with May, like,
yes, with May. Yeah. I love her. Yeah. She's wonderful. Like, there was travel issues. Both Billy and Pat couldn't make it because there was like 1,200 feet of snow on the ground.
Wow.
We had to, like, I mean, you talk about people banding together and really kind of like making something happen. And that's, it's like that every show, but it's a pleasure to work with Billy. And like when people, you know, for every fan we gain, or I should say for every 100 fans we gain, right. And it is like, this is a grassroots, it's a brick by brick kind of thing that we're doing. For every 100 people that love us, there's one person with a Twitter account that will try to sling shade and post. And there was, you know, an issue of the internet said one thing and like, oh, NWA's, it's this, it's that. And, you know, where I had a friend of mine call me and tell me this. And I'm like, hey, dude, you know, I work there, right? Like, if I have an issue, like, I can call my boss or my boss is, right? Like, I'm fine. Like, stop. And we all kind of went into the show in Sarasota of like, all right, like, you want to talk about us? You want to kind of, like, if you need, like, if somebody feels a need, you know, if they're a wrestling fan and they need to, like, sling shade or put their hate speech in, and someone as, like, this just whipping mule, they will pick us. And you know what? Our attitude is we don't care because our product speaks for itself. And you can do whatever you want, but you know what? We know who we are as a company. We know who we are. We know where we're going. And you know what? If you don't like it, don't watch, because there's a lot of other people. When you see us live and you go to a show and you experience the atmosphere there, because the thing is, as interdependent, and I don't want to say the term close, because it's not like everyone hangs out after the show, even though we all kind of do. But the interdependence in terms of our livelihoods depend on each other. It is very, very kind of tangible, and it translates to our product. And that's, you know, we've often joked and said we're the island of misfit toys.
Oh my gosh.
You know something about that. Yeah. Which again, another ECW reference, but we are, if you look at us, right. We're like, you know, the ones that people, didn't see anything in, or were a little too individualistic. I will not use the term eccentric or crazy in my case. Who, for whatever reason, right. But it's a place where we want to make something. And it's a place where, you know, again, we can carry the banner of the tradition, but we can carry it into the future where we want to go.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause.
Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
And that is a great answer, number one. And number two, I think I gave the same speech in 1996 because everything that you just said, I could say about ECW back in the day. We were that alternative brand that we were the Island of Misfit Toys. We were the guys that, you know, a lot of us were homegrown, but a lot of us didn't get a chance to, you know, shine in other companies. And Paul saw something in us and Billy sees something in you guys. So it's the same story decades later. And I see a lot of us in your locker room, because the way you say we're fighting for each other and we're fighting for the company, we felt the same way. You know, if I make you shine and you make me shine, it's good for us as a team. It's good for the company. So that's a great work ethic to have. As far as like the houses go, we've been talking about, like, we had Bubba on the show, Bully Ray, right? Mm-hmm. So we were just asking him how Impact is growing and how they're taking that slow climb and they're starting to maybe venture off and do bigger shows after, you know, 20 something years being around. You see AEW and you see a lot, and I'm not trying to knock them, but my point was you see a lot of empty seats in the buildings when they run. And like my philosophy is, why isn't Tony Khan buying smaller venues, making it more intimate, you know, better looking on TV? Because, you know, fans today with social media is killing this business, in my opinion. These fans are just, they'll take video and take pictures and, oh, look, it's so empty here and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's kind of like in a way, I'm glad we didn't have social media back when I was working, because it can really destroy you mentally and physically as a person. You know what I mean? So for these people to be showing the venues half empty and blah, 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 and now you're telling us you guys are taking it slow and building it brick by brick, I feel that that's the right way to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like Tony Khan has all this money and he's dumping it into these 15,000 seat arenas. And if you're only drawing 5,000 to 6,000 people, why get that? Why waste the money?
Yeah. And again, like I would, like to your point, yes, I agree with everything you say, Francine. It's, I don't know what kind of a businessman Tony is like otherwise. I've never met the man. Obviously, you know, he loves the business, which is the, not only the cornerstone, but the foundation really of being successful at this. You have to some degree, love it to the point of being able to understand it on the level that you need to make money. Mm. Right. And that's kind of, I know it's a little deep, but you know what I'm saying on that. Yeah. Now, if it is doing it to create like the illusion of, in hopes to say, oh yeah, we want more people coming because we're at this arena and AEW is on par with any other company in the world, then hey, if you got the money and you're doing it, great. Now, if I was Tony Khan, and again, I'm not, obviously, like, I would focus on creating your stars. There is no need. Wardlow, who was hot, right? And I don't really watch wrestling, but again, social media, what's going on? Why would you cool somebody off like that? You know, that you need to build stars and you need to focus on stars. There's a lot of rosters that are way too big. And if you trim your roster down, focus on growing the talent that you have and not just throwing things out there. Look, like, there are no three WWE is it is an exception because, again, Vince has turned it into a juggernaut, right? But no three letters, like, will people say, like, oh, hey, that they're in town, let's go buy a ticket, right? Like, because AEW just needs, I think, more just years, right? For AEW to be a viable company with WWE, time is the only thing that will make it happen. And again, with Tony sticking around, maybe playing the long game, and if that's what he's doing, that's great. That's amazing. So again, I'm not going to knock anyone's business strategy, but again, if I was in charge of creative there, like, okay, like, we got some really talented people. Let us put the time and effort into building them so the fans have equity in them. Mm-hmm. Right? Build stars. Stars aren't going out, doing a match, and coming back. No, no. You need to plan things. You need to have months in advance where you would like to go. How would you like the people to perceive this person or not? And look, these are just things that, I mean, hey, I'm just a former wrestler kind of just spitballing here, but like, these are things that you need to kind of think about if you want to grow long term. And you said something about us believing, or Billy believing in us, right, as talent. There's been enough time that has gone by in this era of NWA where, like, there's been very good talent that's come and gone. And for whatever reason, they don't go there. But, like, the really kind of like the veteran guys that are there now, not only does Billy believe in us, we believe in him. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the NWA different. Like, that is what, like, Billy doesn't have, you know, a $1 billion reserve like WWE and like AEW. Again, he's not poor by any means, but he has a vision and he has given the members of his team, really, and again, like, because we are all a team, and I'm talking from the announcers, camera operators, the talent, like the people that have been with him, and, you know, again, like, you know who you are, but, like, he's given us the opportunity to kind of showcase our craft and help make his company better. And again, like, at the end of the day, we all have the same vision, right? We all want, you know, we want to, here's a, like, and I can surmise everything I've said. The NWA, we want to bring the magic back to pro wrestling.
That's a
good, you know what I mean? And I don't need to say anything more than that, right? Because Chad, I'm assuming you're a fan.
Yeah.
Friend,
oh, yeah.
Like, you all know what I mean by that. You want to bring the magic back to pro wrestling.
That's like a presidential slogan. That's like a really good slogan. I like that.
Yeah.
You should put that on a t-shirt.
But what I like too about, you know, the folks that you have surrounding you in the NWA, like you said, the vets, you've been around with these guys for a long time, a lot of the folks that you work with. So you kind of have an idea of what you guys need to do as well together to make this product magical, because you've all seen where it's gone wrong in the past and you've kind of all experienced it at different levels together. And that's what I think is cool about who's there at this current time and who's, you know, in big positions, because, you know, essentially there's been pitfalls for a lot of people. And now it seems like it's all coming together and ascending upwards.
Yeah. Like, again, I'm just a talent, right? I'm only obligated to put on my little blue jacket and talk a bunch of smack to people, right? But it's like, because, and I say, like, Trevor Murdoch is the same thing, EC3, but we care. We really, really care. Mike Knox is another guy who's been there.
I love him.
Amazing. Love Mike. You know, Rodney Mack, who never, ever got the credit he deserved, right, for being as awesome as he is in the ring. And, you know, again, anyone that has met Rodney and has worked with him will tell you what an amazing human being he is. And that's absolutely the kind of, like, those are the kind of people we want. Like, when we go to work, like, we're genuinely happy to see each other. And that's what you want. And like, okay, what do we got today? Let's make this happen. And there's such a, again, like, on all levels, like, we don't, I mean, look, we have our own little section of the locker room that we change in, but everybody talks to everybody. Like, people will come over and chat with us. We go chat with them. Like, it's not like one of those. If you talk to any of the talent that I know of, our locker room has a reputation for being like one of the most laid back places there is. And, you know, again, that's what we want, but we also want, and we do implement the standards that should, like, the basic respect, you know, mm-hmm, having consideration for other people, like cleaning up after yourself. And look, there's, I'm not getting into it, but there have been people that have been asked to leave our locker room because again, we're the most laid back people in the world. Just show up, act like an adult, have fun. Mm-hmm. But if you're kind of rocking the boat to the point of like you're disturbing the harmony of it, again, you'll be asked to leave. And it is a consensus with everybody. And it's not just the guys that have been doing it 20 years. It's the newer talent. It's everyone that we're just like-minded individuals to where we welcome anybody. We don't care. Like, we don't care who you are, whatever. Just show up, act like a professional, and work hard. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, you know, I get what you're saying. Like, in ECW, it wasn't work. And I looked forward, even if I had a 6 a.m. flight, I was so excited to get on that plane because I loved being with those people and I loved the product and I loved working. When I signed with WWE, I would get sick to my stomach getting on the airplane. It was such a different experience for me because I didn't have a good run there. I didn't have a good experience there, but it was literally apples and oranges. So it really does help when you enjoy what you do and you have a good core of people around you to spend the time with, because, you know, you're on the road a lot and these people become your extended family. So if you don't enjoy them, you're going to have a miserable experience. Yeah. Yeah. So what you said was the same, you know, with, I hate keep saying ECW, but it was the same vibe in the locker room. So I'm so happy to hear that you guys are experiencing the same thing that we had, because I've never had a locker room like the ECW locker room. I've never been in something that I can honestly say felt like a family atmosphere to me. And to this day, I still talk to a bunch of the guys. We still tour together 30 years later. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, it's crazy. Like, if you were to ask me in my 20s, do you think you're going to be friends with this guy 30 years from now or even working still? I'd say, what are you, out of your mind?
Yeah.
But no, we're still doing things that we're blessed to do and that we love to do. And we're enjoying each other's company. And yeah, I love that you're going through the same experience, because, you know, sometimes I talk to guys and they're miserable and they're, you know, they're getting oppressed. They're not letting, you know, the creativeness, they're not letting it come out because so-and-so's, you know, politicking against them and this and that. So when you hear something positive about a locker room, I love that. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm really happy for you guys. And I think Billy's doing it the right way. And like you said, brick by brick, eventually you're going to come into bigger buildings and you know, get that TV deal and it's going to explode, and you deserve, all of you deserve that. So that's what I hope happens.
Yeah. I mean, from day one, we said we're the little engine that could, and you know, again, it's loyalty, like true loyalty, you see. And look, it's a business. You never know, right? Like, some people throw large sums of money at you. And I don't think anyone would hold anything against anybody for doing that.
Right.
But again, like, see, the difference, in my opinion, is Vince is a businessman. Mm-hmm. Ted Turner was a businessman. Tony Khan is a businessman. Billy is a businessman, right? I mean, we're not going to look, if you look at his commercial success, no one can deny that. But before he was a businessman, he was an artist.
Right.
That is the difference. Where, like, with me, like, I would often argue, right? We made the joke, like Chad and I would, like, oh yeah, the painter, artist, wrestler. Like, I kind of, like, I'm more of a performance artist than I am a pro wrestler, even when I was in the ring full time. Like, but that's who I want to be. That's just who I am.
Yeah. Do you ever see yourself working again?
You know what, Fran? Like, it's wrestling, right? Like, we all know how it ends. Like, of course, at some point, I may have to put spandex on again, right? And, like, fine.
Okay.
My fetos are safely in a plastic bag with dryer sheets waiting for the next thing. But, like, do I want to? No. I mean, like, it's not like I have this overwhelming, because, look, I mean, my thing is, I still get to go out there and I get people to hate me, and now I get people to, like, hate us, you know,
yeah,
or whoever I'm working with.
You're still entertaining.
What's that?
You're still entertaining people, so.
Yeah, so, like, that's it. And again, if I ever have this overwhelming desire to go in the ring again, I mean, I'm sure if I had the conversation, hey, boss, can I, you know, I mean, look, I'm very confident that could happen to some degree. But, okay, hey, unless I'm doing anything worthwhile, I would rather continue to be a character on TV. So when I do have to fall down, you know, it means something,
and
people want to see me get my behind kicked.
I 100% agree with you. Sometimes we take fan questions.
Yeah,
and I have a question for you, and we'll end it on this.
I didn't know I had a fan. This is great.
I don't. Well, wait till you hear the question. Mizark 1234 wants to know. Ask him about the time that he dressed up like Rod Steele, and can you explain the legend of the Steel Man in Ohio Valley Wrestling?
Oh my God! Yeah. So there was a Halloween.
So
party.
Do you know who asked the question?
Mizark
1234. That would be Nova. I made up the name. We call each other, yeah, Mizark, but this is Nova. One of me. I told him we were on today. He said, I asked him this.
Well, thank you, Nova. But no. So here was. This is actually funny. So there was a guy in OVW named Rod Steele. He was trained by Rip Rogers in Seymour, Indiana. This is back in, like, I'm talking late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Things happened, and Steel Man went away for a little bit, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I got to OVW 2003, and this is when Nova and I were tag team, and this guy came in. I mean, he was about legitimately 6'6", had a big, like, I mean, just jet black goatee, was a little old, you know, like, I'd say late 30s, early 40s kind of thing, you know, had a very... timely, shall we say. It belonged to a certain time in a certain era. Look, you know, we're, again, late 80s, early 90s. So a long story short, Rip Rogers, who was our head trainer and who trained him, decided to try to kind of play a joke on him, or, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with wrestling terms, rib him. So he said, for a finish, you're going to do 10 body slams in a row. Well, I mean, look, I'll be damned if in 3 weeks he wasn't, when I say the most over person on the show, he, like, his music would hit. It was Stranglehold by Ted Nugent. He'd come out. He had this, like, this gold sequence, like, cape with the sunglasses and the goatee. And it was just like, it was super over. And one reason or another, never ended up panning out. But this is, look, I cannot make this stuff up. So I stopped by. I was with Nova. It was either last Thursday or the Thursday before, because I'm sorry. I just came in from the road the other day, and I had my, like, sleep day where I catch up. So we're there Thursday, and it's great because OVW's thriving. That's a one again. I equate who I am in the ring today in my career to OVW too.
Right.
I was trained by Kowalski, but like Rip, Danny, and Jimmy truly like taught me how to work, and that's a big deal. But they're talking, and you know, Steel Man is or Rod Steel is unfortunately no longer with us. But they said like, oh yeah, his ghost is here. And I'm like, yeah, ha ha ha. And they're like, no, they did a ghost hunt here and they picked up his EVP. And like they said, they'd be talking and chairs fall down out of nowhere. It's like a weird thing. So the ghost of Rod Steel apparently haunts OVW to this day, or not haunts, but is floating around the Davis Arena.
Interesting. So
that's just, yeah. And you know what? I'm like, I'm not surprised. So,
wow.
Yeah.
We did a show somewhere, I want to say Chicago, and there was supposedly a ghost. I think it used to be a strip club, and the madam was the ghost.
Didn't Tommy see it? I remember Tommy telling me the story. And
Sandman.
Okay, yes.
So that they said when they would walk by, she would like talk to them. So I never went up there because I was scared to death.
Yeah.
But they always said they saw her. And I was just like, get out of here. So I don't know if you believe in that stuff. I guess it could be true, but but
it's Sandman, an interesting also, world we live in.
Sandman also said she was hitting on him, so that's why I don't really believe on
that. Succubus.
Yeah, I don't know
what he saw. Before we wrap up, I got to go back to OVW. I've heard stories of the Steel Man because I got a couple buddies who you were with in OVW. Mm-hmm. This Netflix series that covered OVW and what's going on there recently, I've said this to them. I'd love to get your gauge on it. Can you imagine if there was a Netflix series about your class and time in OVW? Do you think it would even got greenlit?
No.
That's all he has to say.
That's all I wanted to know.
And it's not, and I will say this, it certainly would have been for lack of content.
That's what I figured.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Aaron, yeah. Where can people find you if they want to follow you on socials?
On Instagram, my handle is The Aaron Files. That's TheAaron, not two A's, but TheAaronFiles. On Twitter, it's Aaron's Thoughts, or X, it's Aaron's Thoughts. So, that's it.
I appreciate you coming on. Like I've been a fan for years, and I was so honored to meet you that night. And hopefully, I mean, I don't know if you're going to do any signings, but if you do, you probably won't be at your table, but I'll try to catch you walking around the building and say
thank hello. You. And if you ever want to come to NWA, we would be honored to have you.
I would love to come sometime if I'm ever in the area. I don't get out much, but if I'm there, I'll message you and maybe I can visit.
That'd be great.
Sounds wonderful. Well, good luck with everything. I'm rooting for you guys. And thank you for coming on.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Chad, too.
Take care,
absolutely,
sweetie.
Aaron. Take care, buddy.
Bye. What a nice man.
That's awesome. No, I mean, that all I needed was that one word because it would never get greenlit.
When I tell you, he was constantly walking around, that Nova was like, look at this guy. What the hell is he doing? And I was like, I don't really know. And he's like, he has no merch. He has no markers. He had nothing. His table was completely bare.
It's exactly what I would have thought had he not said it, because he's been in that WWE system for so long. He doesn't know any other way, because he really has had somebody there with them at every appearance, and they've always had the stuff at the table. So right. I get it. And now with NWA, they do the same thing. They set it all up for you.
Yeah.
You all you do is show up, you sit down, bada, bada bing, bada boom, you're gone. Right. So, and anytime he, you know, post WWE, he gets booked by the promoters. You know, it's just sitting there when you get there.
Yeah, he was funny. I found it so entertaining just watching him float around. He was with the fans. He was just walking amongst the fans. Like, it's like, what are you doing? But he was so nice and so endearing. So I really hope that things work out for them. And for him especially, because he seems like a really, really cool guy.
Oh, no doubt. I completely
agree. Glad he was on.
I concur. I like with him. We got to use big words because he's so intelligent.
He's too smart. Yes, he's very scholarly. So that was a fun interview. So what do we have coming up?
Now I got to check out Get My Go on YouTube. Got a new episode coming, a Christmas episode coming. And also, I just appeared on the It's Husey Hello Show.
So did I.
Oh, yes, that's who we did. I was on back-to-back episodes.
One with you. I was on it. Hello, Husey.
Where
Hello?
We covered some, I don't know if you caught the title of the episode. Now,
wait a minute. Let me tell you. So he DM'd me and asked me if it was okay.
Okay.
So he asked first. I said, sure, why not? Would anyone expect anything less?
It is called Francine's Clickbait Christmas.
Yes. So, perfect. So,
a lot of hot topics that we discussed on that show. But then I came back for the following episode where it is a top five Christmas songs where Husey and I battle it out. And we actually have a judge who picks who wins each round. I won't spoil the victor. But
did Mariah Carey make the list?
No, neither one. But here's the thing, though. Outside of one round where we did potentially sync up, you'll learn something from each pick about each song. And that's what I like about it. So, yeah, catch me on that so you can download it on iTunes, wherever. And it's on YouTube as well. But otherwise, at Chad EMB on Twitter, at IB Exclusives on Instagram.
Okay. YouTube, let's get it going. Have you subscribed? And if you haven't, why haven't you? It is free to do. And there is so much content on there. It's mind-blowing. Just type ECW Diva Francine in the search bar. Hit that subscribe button. Ring that bell so you get the notifications. And if you want to be a channel member, it's only $5.99 a month. Extra content. A lot of extra content. So look into it. But if anything, subscribe because it's free. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. And remember to make someone smile today. Take care.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.